les expressions utilisées dans un marché. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe être, avec la contraction. Par exemple, what is his name? Littéralement, quel est son nom? Comment s'appelle-t-il? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le is et vous entendrez un s à sa place, un sifflement. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's her name? Pour dire « What is her name ?»« What's her name ?» Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier « he » et « she » et les pronoms possessifs « his » et « her ». « He is from the US. » Il vient des États-Unis. « He » il « He is from » c'est-à-dire littéralement « il est des États-Unis »,« il vient des États-Unis ». Contraction du verbe conjugué « is », vous n'entendrez que le « s ».« He's from the US ».« She's from the US ». Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent « bonjour ». Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert.
What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy.
What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage, qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. To travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee, please. What do you coach?
I coach track. I coach runners.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I live in Colorado now.
Do you coach at a university?
No, I don't. I have a camp for runners.
Do you travel very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I don't like to fly.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to visit family.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. My family lives in the West.
Do you like to drive?
Yes, my children like to drive too. They often drive. Do you like to travel?
I have to travel.
I have to travel too.
I like to travel in the country. I live in the city. My home is in Baltimore.
My home is in the country. My camp is in the country. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing.
Would you like more coffee?
Yes, please.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing, thank you.
Would you like more coffee?
No, thank you.
Voilà, imaginez-vous en avion, en route pour New York, par exemple. Conversation possible entre vous et un autre passager. Hello. Where are you going? I'm going to New York. Je vais à New York. Where are you going? I'm going to Seattle. Do you live in New York? No, I live in Washington. Do you fly very often? Prenez-vous l'avion souvent? Volez-vous souvent? Do you fly very often? Yes, I do. Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous voler? Maintenant, conversation possible avec un ami avant le départ. Sur le mode de transport. How are you traveling? Comment allez-vous voyager? Par quel moyen de transport? How are you traveling? How are you traveling? I'm taking the plane. Ou bien, I'm traveling by plane. How are you traveling to New York? I'm traveling by bus. How are you traveling to work? I'm traveling by train. Ou bien, vous pouvez tout simplement dire, How are you traveling to New York? I'm flying. Je vole. C'est très court, c'est très clair. I'm flying. How are you traveling to work? I'm driving. Je conduis. Do you like driving? Il s'agissait de voyage et de moyens de transport. By car, by train, by plane, by bus. Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent. How do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by train. I travel by bus. I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Au micro, Michel.
Welcome to Anglais Tiné. I'm Michelle Joseph, and I have with me my co-host.
And I'm Roger Muntu.
And we have a wonderful guest student from France.
Hello, my name is Eva.
Thank you both for being with us. And today we're going to go over the prepositions again, this time using verbs, because it's a bit complicated, so we want to understand. And I chose two verbs. Can you guess which verbs are the most well used in English? Active verbs, of course. Active.
To go.
Ah, excellent.
That's a good one.
There we go. Okay, the lesson's over,
that's
guys.
That's active. She already knows.
It's over.
Yeah.
To go.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think?
What about to get?
To get. Yeah, I think to go and to get.
Yeah.
I think those are major verbs in English.
Yeah.
Let's add a few tidbits of prepositions here.
That's right.
Add a preposition with to go. Let's see how that sounds.
Okay. Do you want a preposition?
Yes,
with,
a quick reminder. In, out.
Okay, over.
So... put it together. Let's see how that sounds.
Over, in,
no,
between,
but
no.
To what? To go and to go.
Okay.
To go in.
That's it. Oh. To go in.
Oh.
To get.
To get over.
To get over. Okay. Well, we're going to warm up anyway. Let's warm up together, all of you. Okay. We're going to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a combined verb with a preposition. To warm up.
Up. That's correct. That's correct.
All right. So let's do some more examples with to go, adding prepositions. Go ahead.
To go in, to go on, to go between.
What about with to get?
To get in.
To get in.
To get over, like we were saying earlier. To get by.
To get by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what about creating a sentence with that, with your two examples? To go in, add a sentence with that, create a sentence.
To go in a house.
To go in a house, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you with to get?
To get over an illness.
To get over an illness.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we have a few here. To go beyond. Are we going beyond what we did a few lessons ago? I think we are. We're going beyond.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going beyond. We're going beyond. Do you know what we're going beyond? Beyond.
Beyond. Ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. In front.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So we're moving.
Moving
forward.
Going beyond.
And what if we're going in that direction? How would you say it?
Behind.
To go behind. Okay, well, I think we have some guests who are going to help us.
Oh, that'd be great.
Kind of practice
yep.
all these
that'll
verbs and prepositions.
And preposition, that's awesome.
Okay, we're ready to welcome our guest. Okay, we're going to welcome, we have Pierrette Ngoya, who is from the Congo, living in Maine. Bonjour, Pierrette. Hello, Pierrette.
Hello.
How are you? We have Roger and Eva to talk with us, and our next guest is also Alf Sidibe from Mali, Bamako. Hello, Alf. Hello, Alf.
Yes, hello.
Wonderful.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Fine. And Pierrette, we're happy to have you as well. And we're going to continue.
Oh, okay.
We're going to continue developing the relationship between verbs and when you add the prepositions. And
okay.
We're going to start with Roger asking Pierrette you're both going to talk with the verb to go, and you're going to add in, out, over, down, behind, under. So maybe, Roger, you can initiate this conversation with Pierrette.
Sure. Hello, Pierrette.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Good. It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Pierrette, do you go? What time do you go in your bedroom to sleep?
I'm going to sleep at 7.
Seven. Yeah. Wow, that's too early. Wow, that's great.
Okay.
That's very good. And what time do you go out of your house to go to work, Pierrette? Or to school?
I go out to work at 7 o'clock.
Wow, 7 to 7, 12 hours of sleep. Amazing.
Yes.
That's a perfect example.
That's great.
Eva, let's sharpen your vocabulary here. You are going to ask Alf Sidibe. You're going to use the verb to get, and you add any of the prepositions that you like, and you ask him something with the verb to get and a preposition. And Alf, you're going to answer Eva by composing a sentence with those verbs that she's going to have for you. Go ahead,
okay.
Eva.
Okay, but with get is more difficult. I don't remember the name.
Okay, his name is Alf Sidibe. He's in Mali.
Hi.
Hi, Eva. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Okay, fine.
Okay, so with get. I don't have ID.
Well, first choose the you have to get. Mm-hmm. And you could set you could decide do you want me to help you? Maybe.
But she gave good example.
Oh,
earlier.
Yes, you did.
Remember, she gave good example with get.
Yes.
Didn't you?
I think you did.
Yeah.
To get behind or yeah. to get back
or to get in the box.
In. Yes, but
to get out the box.
I don't have idea of question.
To get under, you know. To get under.
Can you help me with the first question, please?
Okay, so mm-hmm. let's. I'm going to pretend to be Eva.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Michelle.
I love how Eva speaks so beautifully. Alf Sidibe, I'm Eva.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask you how do you get under your
bed?
Bed, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. How do you get under your bed? Or do you ever get under your bed?
Good.
Do you ever get under your bed?
Michelle, okay. Let's say you are Eva.
I'm Eva. I love that. Let's say you are Eva. Perfect.
That's good.
I never get under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What do? You get let him answer.
I sleep on my bed, but
of CDB, I have a question for you. I go under my bed to get my shoes. I put my shoes under my bed. So you don't put your shoes under your bed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
That's all right. Then that's different.
En plus de nos programmes sur FM et ondes courtes, La Voix de l'Amérique est en votre compagnie 24 heures sur 24 sur Internet. Notez notre nouvelle adresse voafrique.com, tous les derniers développements sur l'actualité africaine et mondiale, reportages, photos et vidéos et vos commentaires sur voafrique.com. À tout de suite.
Ici Washington, la voix de l'Amérique. Voici un éditorial reflétant le point de vue du gouvernement des États-Unis.
À l'époque, les terroristes avaient saisi des pans entiers de la Syrie et de l'Irak, a déclaré le secrétaire d'État américain John Kerry pendant une récente réunion interministérielle de la coalition. Ils avaient envahi et pillé de grandes villes, assassiné et réduit en esclavage des milliers de personnes, et avait détruit des sites historiques et s'autoproclamé les leaders de tous les musulmans. Cette situation a changé. Depuis, ISIS, qui est aussi connu sous l'appellation de Daesh, a été chassé de près de la moitié du territoire qui était sous son contrôle en Irak et 20% de ses territoires en Syrie. Son leadership s'est dégradé et sa capacité militaire est diminuée. Au cours de l'année, le groupe a recruté moins de combattants étrangers. Les désertions ont augmenté et le nombre de combattants a diminué au moins 3 fois. Maintenant, d'après le secrétaire d'État John Kerry, la coalition est fermement engagée à aider le gouvernement et les populations de l'Irak qui se préparent à extirper complètement Daesh de leur territoire afin d'aller de l'avant pour rétablir leur ville, reconstruire leur vie et construire une société inclusive et cohérente que les populations d'Irak veulent avoir. Daesh reste un danger et continue d'inspirer des partisans à perpétrer une horrible violence et la terreur sur des civils innocents dans les divers endroits à travers le monde. Pour le secrétaire d'État John Kerry, tout ce qu'ils font ne vont pas nous amener à renoncer à nos principes, nos croyances, parce qu'ils n'offrent aucune alternative. Il a ajouté, lorsque l'histoire va s'écrire, le monde va regarder en arrière et dire que Daesh n'offre rien d'autre que la souffrance cruelle qu'il provoque. Et chaque personne qui commet un meurtre ou un attentat suicide sous sa direction le fait de manière honteuse et vaine.
C'était un éditorial reflétant le point de vue du gouvernement des États-Unis. VOA.